Bunnykins picnic meat pie party. Mrs. Bunnykin was darning with a stocking in her hand. In came Ben Bunnykin, her youngest, said, "A picnic would be grand." Round the door the others just waited, lopping our coat out of red, with his sisters Fluff and Bob's tail. Whiskers just didn't show his head. Mrs. Bunnykin said, "Maybe Holborough might said fine," and it rose as his mother tapped it. Mother said, "A splendid sign." So she took them to the kitchen, made them sandwiches of jam. Bobtail tilted the pot up, saying, "What a clumsy thing I am." Mother packed the food in baskets, Loppy first, then one for Fluff, Bobtail, Whiskers and a small one, Bunnykins. Was that enough? Yes, away the bunny started. Bunnykin, of course, was as last. Fluff called, "Bunnykin, don't dawdle." "Well," he said, "you go too fast." When they neared the shady woodland, and Loppy thought he'd like to play, snatched the skipping rope from Bobtail, laughed at her, and ran away. Up the nearest tree he darted, Fluff, on seeing what he'd done, poked at him with her umbrella. Loppy thought it splendid fun. Fluff was cunning, turned from Loppy, said, "Let's leave him up his tree," for she knew though that Loppy's hunger would not let him miss his tea. Sure enough, he followed it quickly till they found a pleasant glade. Fluff unpacked the laden and baskets, laid the tea cloth off in the shade, set out all the cups and saucers, put the cakes upon a plate at the tempting sight of the others gathering in ward could scarcely wait. Bob Tahel then came running into them. Her excitement was intense. Robert's fluff, she stammered breathless. I could hear them by the fence. Bravely grasping her umbrella, Fluff had advanced across the glade. "Follow me," she told the others, but she was as a bit afraid. Fluff behind the fence peeped over, raised a pair of startled ears. Then she saw a pig, not Robert's. Smiled at Bob Tahel's foolish fears.